Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
It's hard times right now in Oklahoma, and these hard times have taught us a tough lesson. We can't trust the career politicians who got us in this mess to get us out of it. Isn't it time for someone new? Meet Kevin Stitt, a successful businessman, an outsider, a conservative, now running for governor.
I'm Kevin Stitt. I grew up in Norman. Dad was a pastor. It was faith and family. After college, I started Gateway Mortgage Group with an old computer and a dream. Today, we employ more than 1,100. My faith drives me, and my wife and my six children inspire me. I've solved big problems my whole life, and I don't think the career politicians know how to fix it. And that's why I'm running for governor, because Oklahoma's turnaround, it starts right here, right now.
Kevin Stitt, the conservative pro-life Republican for governor, paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
It's a little early to be getting grass fever, but these cooler conditions, wetter conditions of greening up some of our pastures, and who knows, that may have been a part of the reason that we had some stronger calf prices this last week in the Southern Plains. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. Daryl, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now when it comes to our current marketplace.
Well, you know, in Oklahoma, our combined auction prices for this last week showed the heavier weight feeder cattle actually steady with the week before. Calf prices actually advanced about 4% last year on the from last year on the lighter weight cattle. And if you look at across the board from light to heavy weights, prices right now in Oklahoma and I think in the Southern Plains generally are running 4 to 5% above this time last year. So that's pretty remarkable, given that we know that there's ample supplies of feeder cattle out there and a bigger calf crop, a bunch of which will come to town here in the fall with our fall calf run.
Daryl, as we get into the fall months, what are you thinking? Where do you see this marketplace playing out right now when it comes to relationships between our lighter calves and get into some of our heavier weight animals that would eventually be headed into the feedlot?
Well, I think from a cow-calf perspective, you know, we normally expect from August on calf prices to see a 4 to 5% decline to an October low. You know, certainly there's plenty of supply pressure to make that happen this year. So the question really comes down to the stocker demand side in the Southern Plains. You know, wheat pasture demand for cattle for winter grazing is a very important component of our fall feeder markets. And so, you know, we really have to watch two things there. I think one is just the physical conditions that would allow us to have good wheat pasture and lots of demand for cattle to graze that pasture this fall. That's a bit up in the air right now, although we've got some cooler, wetter weather right now that could be very helpful to relieve some of the dry conditions we've got. The other side of it is if you look at price relationships right now in terms of what a stocker producer looks at for value of gain, it's actually kind of attractive right now. Those lighter weight calf prices are actually relatively low compared to the heavier weight feeder cattle. That translates into a good margin, if you will, or a value of gain for stocker producers. And if that relationship persists into the fall, then I think that's going to be the market telling us that, you know, feedlots have plenty of big cattle. They would really like stocker producers to put that weight on those lightweight cattle out in the country before they come to town as heavier weight feeder cattle.
And Daryl, I guess one of the things that'll help as folks put the pencil to these computations is the fact that we've got a big corn crop apparently coming, one that should likely hold corn prices, feed grain prices down.
Well, it certainly, yeah, it does. From a feedlot perspective, it's going to keep cost of gain in check. And you know, if you look over on an average, over a period of time, that feedlot cost of gain is really the main driver of what stocker producers see as the value of gain. They're sort of mirror images of each other. And right now, as I said, that value of gain is quite a bit higher than the feedlot cost of gain, which is a way of saying there's plenty of cattle out there. Feedlots can buy what they want, which is typically bigger feeder cattle, and they're more than willing to let the stocker industry have the additional value of gain to put weight on those lighter weight cattle and take them up to heavier weights. So I think there may be a real opportunity here. That may also translate for cow-calf producers, at least some cow-calf producers, into thinking about retaining ownership of these stockers up to some heavier weights past weaning.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Mark your calendar for the annual Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live, or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to ExpressRanches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.